Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato juggles the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hefner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Cullenbein goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobbs scores. One out. It's 3-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Hoag moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Bill Beckman now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Hoag scores. Berardino moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato juggles the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Berardino scores. Hefner moves to second. It's 6-0, Browns. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Swift moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. Swift scores. Auker moves to third. It's 8-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs strikes out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8. And the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Brancato moves to second. D. Miles pinch hits for Bill Beckman. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato scores. Lillard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Browns. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Miles now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Auker takes first base on ball 4. Cliff scores. Hoag moves to third. Hefner moves to second. It's 9-1, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Brucker now catching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Emil Bildilli pinch runs for George McQuinn. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoge hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-1, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-4 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe now playing first base. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to second. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Carl Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein now playing left field. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Auker strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got six RBIs. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoag is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe juggles the ball. That's an error on Radcliffe. Chapman moves to third. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Crash Davis pinch hits for Carl Miles. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 15, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.